Well, Hassan Mahmoud is the North America correspondent for Al Jazeera Arabic. He joins us from close to the presidential palace in the Brazilian capital. Hassan, so security forces say they've now regained control of these government buildings. Tell us where you are now and what's happening there.
Yeah, Darren, we are now at the entrance of the presidential palace here in the capital of Brazil, Brasilia, where, yeah, the security forces regained control and closed the area completely to control this area. But we can see the damage that happened here in the presidential palace in Brasilia. These are exclusive images from the presidential palace that is called here El Planalto. And this is the place where the president of Brazil control the government, where he meet with the ministers in this palace. And here he was announced as a president at this place exactly, where we are. We can see the damage that happened after invading this palace by the supporters of the former president Jair Bolsonaro. We can see the damage, a lot of damage, and the security forces are now controlling the palace. They are checking on the damage that happened here. We can see also here the security officers, the federal police exactly, and especially they are here now controlling the capital of Brazil after announcing a special and extraordinary orders from the president of Brazil, Lula da Silva, ordering the federal police and the federal institutions to control the security in the capital. Now here also we can see the Supreme Court, where also it was invaded during the day by the supporters of Jair Bolsonaro. It was also damaged. We saw the damage, the broken glass, the broken windows, and the security forces also regained the power. Now the square here that is called the Three Power Square in the middle of the capital of Brazil is empty completely from any of the supporters of Jair Bolsonaro. And after the after putting and capturing 200 of these supporters, of these invaders that are called as people that they try to do a coup here in Brazil by the Minister of Security and Justice of Brazil. And he said and announced that the government will start the investigations. They already started the investigations to know who supported and who helped in the invasion that happened in the capital of Brazil for the first time in the history of Brazil since the regaining the democracy in Brazil since the 80s. We didn't see any of these images happening here in the capital of Brazil.
All right, Hassan Mahmoud, Al Jazeera Arabic's North America correspondent. They're live for us there from the Brazilian capital. Hassan, thank you.